John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcast. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Here we go. Hello and welcome back to Bleeding Blue for one final time this offseason. So everybody, welcome back. This is a New York Football Giants history show, history podcast. It's going to be a little bit different this week. Snacks and I think we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate this offseason. We're going to celebrate this show. We're going to celebrate the very niche and awesome people that have watched and listened along with us this entire offseason. Snacks, thank you for being here. Thank you for always being here. You're one of my best friends. How are you doing today, my friend? Congratulations on a great offseason of a great show.
Yeah, so a few things. One, I love you very much. You are one of my best friends. Two, don't congratulate me on anything. This is all you're doing. We did this, but you created it and you made it into a new entity. And I think people like it. I think, maybe. If not, well, fuck them too. Whoa. But, well, I don't mean it like that. But regardless, three, you're right. It's the last one of the offseason before we actually get real football. So I'm going to have some wine tonight.
Have some wine. Have some wine tonight. You deserve it.
It's a Sunday night. Oh, no, it's Monday. It's Monday. I screwed that one up.
No, we're recording this on a Sunday night.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I can't say it. Yeah, it's a Sunday night. It's the Lord's Day. I had a great day. I went to an Italian festival tonight. I had a blast. Really good time.
You had a great weekend in general.
I did, man. I really did. About fucking time, huh?
Yeah, good for you.
But regardless, I'm going to say it probably 20 times at the end too. But thank you to everybody who has listened and watched and talked with us during the chat on the live premieres on Mondays at 6 o'clock on the Talking Giants YouTube channel. We appreciate you more than you know. So yeah, I'm kind of emotional. This sucks.
Yeah. I mean, we've been going every single week. I think there was one week that we missed and it was funky because there was a little bit of a holiday that happened on a Monday. So
yeah, it was a little bit of a whirlwind.
Mental notes for next year. If there are holidays that wind up on, so for example, next year, I think Memorial Day Monday is a Monday that we are automatically taking off because it's nobody's correct watching. And also, I feel like even though this is a show that's released once a week, I mean, I think Snacks, part of why I'm so proud of this show and where it's headed and where it's gone and also where it is continuing to head in the future, you do other things that I think that you would consider like they're more or less your main things with BDGE and Animals House and Fade the Public and some other things that you do. And myself, you know, Talking Giants and eventually we'll be talking football. I mean, those will be the two main priorities. And Bleeding Blue, it's a passion project. You know, like you said, it is my baby. It was my show kind of, you know, it was my everyday Giants show before it was a history show. And it's a passion project and not a lot of people, I feel like, especially in content, you know, first of all, not a lot of people, even their main thing, stick with it. So, I mean, credit to, you know, all of us for, you know, you and myself and everybody, you know, who has stuck with their main thing doing it for a while. But this is like our secondary thing, you know, and not a lot of people stick with their secondary thing. It's like, oh yeah, it's a passion project. I'm just going to do it for a few weeks and then it loses some steam. No, I mean, I feel like especially this past month reading No Medals for Trying and really diving into the 80s and 90s Giants and getting inside the brain of Bill Parcells and really seeing how Superman Lawrence Taylor is. And you know, I asked Big Blue VCR the question of, you know, it was the allure of Lawrence Taylor there. Did you see that? And did you feel that as he was playing? And oh my God, did that book, you know, No Medals for Trying by Jerry Eisenberg, oh my God, did that answer that question? So, oh, you know, I, even I think the there was a lot of energy early on in the show, especially when Plaxico, when Kenny Golladay signed with the Giants, and then we compared him to Plaxico. There was a lot of energy around the, you know, there was a lot of energy around the Giants in March and April, and then we had a lot of energy in our show too. And obviously January, February, when it was starting, we had a ton of energy. And we tried to keep it up throughout the summer. So I'm proud of what we did, especially knowing that it was our secondary thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's right. It's so, I want to try and put it into words. Yes, it is our secondary thing. You are a full-time John Boy Media, and Talking Giants is your number one go-to. Like you said, I do other shows and whatnot, but our friendship and chemistry led us to having this awesome show that we have, that we have done. Not create, like, you created it. You just let me come and be a part of it, and I am forever thankful for it. Like the Golladay one, that was so much fun. It really was. Like we got to talk about Burris, and that's Giants history. Burris is, I'm sorry, he's the greatest Giants receiver of all time. And yeah, hot take, whatever you want to say. I know, Amani Toomer. I get it. But all these little nuances that we did, we read books, we watched games, we did all these little things that I really hope that people appreciate it. And they do. And I know they do. So I'm not saying it like that, because we are so appreciative of their love and support that they gave us. And, you know, there were slow episodes. There were, like, me and you would get off and be like, ah, man, I don't know. And you're like, okay, I'll edit it this way. So every little episode, every little thing we did was always, we paid attention to detail, and I appreciate that always, because we are trying to make the best Giants history show that you can have, because no one else is going to do it now, obviously.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, that also, you know, what we take pride in with, you know, Talking Giants is we want to be the only ones doing X. Right. not the only ones, because, you know, people sometimes kind of take and morph your ideas and make them into their own, which there's nothing wrong with at times. But, you know, we want to be the first ones doing XYZ. We want to be the only ones doing XYZ, or we just want to be the best ones doing XYZ. And I think we take pride in doing that with Talking Giants, and the fact that they're, you know, I know I would say the closest show to us is the Giants Rush guys, because they just interview so many awesome players. I mean, Craig is, you know, I hope to have the balls that Craig does one day of just going to players and asking them, hey, can you come on our show? Because I, you know, Snacks, we've talked off camera, but I'm just hesitant. I don't want to ask anybody, you know, to take up that time.
I know. And that's a great shout out, because the NYG Rush guys are awesome. And I know they've been on with you and Bobby, and you know, they've always been good to me, and I appreciate them immensely. I love them. I love their content too. Like, they're good. They're very good.
Yeah, but still, nevertheless, there is not another show that is solely dedicated to Giants history, and that's why,
right, exactly. And I think we explored a lot of different avenues, which, you know, anybody could do that, but we took the time. We read books. Like, again, we read books. We took time out of our work days. We read books. We highlighted things in those books. We watched games. We took notes. You know, I could send you the notes I have from the Bears game that you made me and David watch.
The pantries too. The pantries were a very high point in the offseason. Snacks, has it been like 2 months since we've done a pantry?
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
Probably since like May. You know? Yeah,
it's been a while. And those were always fun, because it always engaged our listeners, our viewers. And that's what it was supposed to do. And it did. But no, I could ramble on forever. Yes, I am drinking my white wine, but no, I'm not too drunk yet.
Yeah. People online have, I mean, you put out a wild tweet tonight that said the New York Giants, first of all, you incorrectly, you did not correctly say their name. You know, you did not say the New York Football Giants will be going to the playoffs.
What did I say? The New York Giants.
You said the New York Giants. So I corrected you, and I said, please pronounce them by their full and, you know, given name.
Well, I did that to test you, just so you could.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I did that to test you.
But there were some people that replied, and you know, because usually you're the jinx. You try to give the negative energy, so then the positive thing happens. People's like, you've had a few Pinot Grigios tonight. That was the accusation that people gave.
Yeah, yeah. I saw them. I read a few. I responded to a few, and I'm probably going to be up to like 1 a.m. responding to everybody else. This is might be my most popular tweet ever. Which
I love it.
See, here's my thing. I don't love it because you know me. I didn't do it for clicks and clout and everything like that. When I think something, I just say it.
I love it because you hate it.
Exactly. Correct. Because who's the most miserable son of a bitch you've ever met in your life?
Are you trying to flip this on to me and saying that I'm miserable?
No. I'm a miserable son of a bitch.
You're gonna correct something?
Okay, good. Because you're gonna say something, and I'm gonna say something right back. And so help me God, I will fucking bury you too, Justin. Go ahead.
You live life to the absolute fullest, and you love things so much that it kills you. And that is why the love that you have in your heart, it makes you miserable.
Yeah, it's actually unfortunately true, and you have said it numerous times. When I'm happy, I'm pissed.
Yeah,
like I would rather be miserable. I really would. I want to see the Giants lose. I want that pain in my body. You know, when the Knicks were bowing down to Trae Young getting foul calls by like he's Michael Jordan, and the Yankees just blowing lead after lead after lead. It makes me happy. I am such a, what's the word? I'm a what?
You're a masochist.
I'm a masochist. That's right. I am. But make no mistake about it. Nobody cares more than I do. Nobody.
No.
I love you. Nobody cares about this team and anything more than I do. And I will die for this team. I will kill my brother. I will kill him. I will literally, Justin, I will kill him.
Well, I know you wanted to do that for a little bit anyway.
My brother's a very good guy. He's my best friend outside of you.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
No offense.
Sorry.
You know, I love you. He's my best friend. I have known him since I was born. Okay.
True.
He's a good kid.
You have not known him since you were born. You are the older brother.
It's a really good point. Yeah.
You have known him since he was born.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not great with words. I just ramble.
No,
I just talk out of emotion and that's it. So right, yeah, I'm a massogenesis, whatever it is.
Massogenesis. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah.
I love pain.
I love pain.
You do love pain. I want to talk about for a couple minutes, the future of the show. And this is very, very rough. I mean, we have an entire season to think of things, but as the summer has been kind of going on, we've been talking about next year. We've been thinking about next year.
Yep.
And thinking about some of the things that did work, some of the things that didn't work, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I certainly recognize some of the YouTube comments and it's like, you know, this isn't everybody's cup of tea kind of show. So it's my goal to make like kind of heading into this year. I didn't want like the average, I think the average length of each Bleeding Blue show was almost like 37 to 42 minutes. I think that was like the range. And I wanted it to be shorter. I wanted Bleeding Blue to be a little bit more shorter form content, since so much of what Talking Giants does in the offseason, outside of the draft and outside of free agency, you know, so much, you know, you look of the videos that have been published on the Talking Giants YouTube channel in May, June, July, it's basically just the podcast because that's what's going on. You know, we're not going to make, you know, maybe I will next year if I really feel like it, but you know, Bobby and I aren't going to stress making film-based and analytics-based videos during the month of May, June, and July, because it's like, all right, well, we already did that stuff during the season, and we did it when it's wrapping up. We're just going to do the podcast, and everybody appreciates podcasts, so it's longer-form content. Not everybody likes the longer-form content. I wanted Bleeding Blue to be one of those sources that was shorter, relatively shorter-form content, where it is a show rather than a podcast.
Right.
So we have certain ideas of how we can mix and match next year of shorter form content that revolves green screen. I think people love reactions.
Yeah, well.
People love like blah, blah, blah. reaction, blah, 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 reaction. And that's the stuff, you know,
should have saw me after Seattle, but yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, I did a push-up after the Seattle game and that, and people, you know, it's funny. I actually got a comment tonight saying, Justin, we need you to do 17 push-ups before the season. So the Giants can go 17-0. So really like this year, you know, I'm not going to do before the game, but if the Giants win, and especially if I'm like at the game, I will do a put. I will do like if we're 2-0 or if we're 3-0 after 3 weeks.
It's not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. But
0-3.
But if we're, let's just say we're 3-0 after that Falcon game, I will do 3 push-ups for every, you know, one for every win.
You want to do them together?
So we can do it together. I'm gonna do it like from the parking lot after the game. So people love that reaction stuff, and I want, you know, this show and I want Bleeding Blue to be something. You know, maybe not this episode, but I want Bleeding Blue to be something that you can click on anytime, whether it's 2021 or whether it's 2035. I want you to click on it and be like, okay, I don't feel like you know, this is too far behind where I can't watch it. Like, this is evergreen. I think they call it evergreen content, where it's just, it can live and survive no matter how much time has gone by. Talking Giants isn't like that. You know, Bobby's right. A psychopath, and he likes to listen to stuff like 2 years ago and a year ago.
He's also got to cut his hair, but.
Well, people have been saying that, which is kind of bizarre.
I didn't mean to interrupt you like that. I told him the other day, I commented on his Instagram. I'm like, dude, you got to cut your hair.
I mean, maybe a little trim, not, he doesn't, because what he does is he goes from, you know, 0 to 100 or 100 to 0. And right. He, because the long hair is an awesome look, I feel, but then I guess there does come to a point where it's too long, but then he'll just give himself a buzz cut. And I'm like,
I know
he can't come up
sharp.
Here. He
looks sharp.
No, it doesn't look sharp. Cause then he looks like me. And I'm
I think Bobby's a handsome guy. So
And I'm an ugly motherfucker.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. But.
Yeah. No, we don't talk about that. No. You understand what I'm saying though?
I know exactly what you're saying. And it's funny to me because me and you, we talk all the time. We will just call each other and vent about life, not even Bleeding Blue or the Giants or anything. Most times we just talk about life. We don't talk about anything else.
Well, the Giants are our life. So.
Correct. Yes, correct. And the Giants are always mixed in there somehow, some way, always, no matter what. But like my conversations with you are always real and authentic and genuine. And when we talk about, before we even start, before we hit the record button, we always like, oh, all right, 30 minutes, 25 minutes. Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then it goes 40 because we don't know how to shut the fuck up. Usually it's just me, but you're a fucking blabbermouth too. So I don't want to hear it.
No, I 100% am. So yeah. So here's the idea. And here's the thinking behind how we can kind of mix and match everything.
Tell me. Real quick. I'm sorry.
No, you're
good.
Hold that thought. Mm-hmm.
I had a 3.8 high school GPA, so I'm really smart. But okay, this show is almost, in a way, like the way you were describing it, it's almost an escape, if that makes sense. You come here, you guys listen to the good times. We'll never talk about the bad times. You know, I think the Patriots week 17 in 2007 is the only bad time we talked about, and that wasn't even a bad time.
No.
That wasn't even a bad time.
No.
So this is what we do. We're your escape. You're our escape. We all do it together. All of us do it together. We're all Giants fans, and we're all stupid, stupid, stupid human beings for being Giants fans. But you know what, Justin, I'm gonna stab myself right now with a pen.
Sure.
And I promise you,
you're gonna Ricky Bobby yourself.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. And you know what blood's going to come out? You know what color it's going to be?
Blue. Amen.
Now your statement.
No pun intended on the name of the show.
That was good, Snacks. That was good.
No pun intended on the name of the show, right?
Oh, no. Not at all.
No. So
no.
Next
off Giants, season, Giants family breathing sex.
Next off season, mixing and matching. You know, because I feel like we had a lot of different episode ideas and different forms of episodes this offseason, but mixing and matching some more concepts that we have thought up, like I said, you know, emphasizing more of a green screen. You know, we wanted to do in-person stuff, this offseason, but, you know, between I was working, you started to work, and, you know,
Well, I worked before COVID, that in my life.
But... COVID. No, but you started a new job.
I'm kidding.
Congrats on starting that new job.
Yes, thank you.
You know, and COVID was still going on. So yada, yada, yada. You know, there's no excuse for us to, you know, not utilize whether, you know, you have a studio we're up by Max and then also the Bronx, you know, and utilizing, you know, the studios up in the Bronx as well for John Boy Media. And I'm getting a little bit more familiar with everything up there. They got a new studio. They opened up down the hall from the main studio, and really nobody has it booked. So I'm sure that's going to change eventually, but I mean, as of now, nobody has it booked. So we, you know, we can utilize that. And
right. Absolutely. And we've always talked about wanting to do more stuff in person because I mean, even on camera, and I think our listeners and viewers know our chemistry is second to none. Mm-hmm. We can go bing, bang, boom with the best of them, whoever it is. Our first show was in person together.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
And it was one of our best.
Might've been our best.
Yeah.
Literally might've been our best. So that is definitely something that we want to do next off season. And if we get into the studio, that's amazing. Big Baby David, how you doing? I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, you stupid son of a bitch. I swear to God, I'm coming for you, Big Baby David.
Well, he's going to give you the biggest hug.
Oh, I love him. He's I got to tell you real quick. He's beautiful. And I'm not just kissing ass. He is a beautiful, beautiful man.
Inside and out.
Well, I'm just talking about out.
Some people have started to call him Big Big Donk.
Oh, wow.
I called him that because I think.
Oh, he's sexy. No, I'm just talking. I'm just saying he's beautiful.
He mentioned
so he's sexy, huh?
He mentioned on a show, I forget what show, he has been starting to get called Big Big Dong, and that was a nickname that he has kind of liked. So I called him. Hey, I said, "What's up, Big Big Dong?" And I don't know if he noticed it. But
who wouldn't like that?
Who wouldn't like that?
Even if it's not true, who wouldn't like that?
I'm going to finish this point.
All right, finish point. I'm sorry. I always interrupt.
No, it's okay. Mixing and matching the longer form, you know, the shorter form content that we have, you know, reaction stuff, like I said, utilizing the green screen. And then also the longer form content, maybe kind of, you know, keeping the show to 40 minutes, but still that is longer form. I loved the episodes. You know, we already talked about the Galladay and the Plaxico episode. And then even Stephen Toronto just coming on from CBS Sports talking, you know, comparing Phil Simms to Daniel Jones. You know, not everybody wants to hear solely about history. I mean, you know, like I said, it's very niche that we have our niche crowd that loves the history. But I mean, I feel like especially on the YouTube side of things, you know, especially if you're a little bit younger, I feel like it's very, very helpful and more people can kind of get in here if it's like, oh, let's compare, you know, the situation of Daniel Jones and let's compare it to Phil Simms. Cause it's like right there. The comparisons are right there. Even Big Blue VCR did it. Stephen Toronto and Big Blue VCR talked about the reaction that the Phil Simms pick got and how similar it was to Daniel Jones, you know? And like I said, the Plax and the Galladay episode, I feel like that was one of our best. So
it was, I did it again.
No, it's okay. I mean, I talk a lot. So you need to interrupt me, but organically, not forcing it, you know, taking the storylines of the current Giant off season and be like, hey, this kind of relates to history. Doing that, just embrace it.
Yes. Yeah, so, right. So exactly. Like when Galladay signed with us, we were so excited. I think you called me right away. We were all excited. And that made for such a nice, good episode. It was genuine. It was authentic. We were just happy. We were loving life. And personally, Kenny Galladay sucks. But either way, so it's just no. Well, he does. He's not good. Trust me. Nobody. I watch football. He sucks. But all of that put together, and then we had interviews like Steven last week, which was great. We had Big Blue VCR, which I thought was a hit. LPG was unbelievable.
Yes.
Clem was great. You know, we stepped out of our realm too. This wasn't supposed to be like, let's go interview people. This was supposed to be about me and you talking Giants history. And all of a sudden it turned into something that people actually, they actually liked.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people hate me. I get it. I'm an acquired taste. I understand. I get it. It's okay. Listen, I get it. It's fine. I got red hair. People get scared off by it. I understand.
I guess maybe if you didn't have red hair, then maybe more people will like you.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm not even kidding. Without a doubt. If I had black hair and I gelled my hair like this and it looked that good, more people would like me.
You'd also be famous by now.
No. Fuck. Maybe. 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 But either way.
You would have been casted in the Sopranos prequel. If you had black hair.
That's the best movie I haven't seen yet.
That is true. All right, continue.
It's literally the best movie I've never seen yet.
Oh, I know.
But regardless, yes. So we did different things. We tried to pull some different strings. And Justin, I am really proud of what we did this whole offseason. Yeah. I think we made Giants history fun. We laughed. We cursed. Sorry for the kids listening. And we just organically had a good time. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing. And I am genuinely, genuinely appreciative of everybody who listened, watched. And the best part is too, you make friends from this, you know? So I'm going to shout out a couple people here, if you don't mind.
Do it.
Danny Behan, he's been our rock. What do we call him? The VP of player personnel. He literally gives us ideas and we rolled with it.
He's the Ernie Adams of Bleeding Blue. That's in his bio.
Literally. And as it should be, he's a good man. And I am proud to call him a friend. We got Chris out there. Chris is a great guy.
Chris Mickle. Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. He made us stickers.
Right. He made the stickers. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll probably never see them. But Chris is an unbelievable person. Mr. Brownstone, happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday. We love you. Talking Giants royalty. I know that. Joel was here for a while, but he just seemed to disappear.
Here are the Bleeding Blue stickers, by the way, that Chris made.
See, look how beautiful those are.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Chris.
Look how beautiful those are. I'm a little concerned about Joel. We haven't heard from him in a long time. So
Joe Clark, it watched every week. Joe commented every week.
Well, that was literally the next person I was going to say. Joe Clark. It's
Michael now, Scott.
It's now pouring. Yeah, Michael Scott. Everybody, if I missed you, I'm sorry. I genuinely am sorry, but I am so appreciative of you listening and interacting with us. Because we have as much fun talking about this godforsaken football team like you guys. We're fans. Am I wrong? We're fans.
We are fans
through and through. We're fans. You have to talk a little bit more analytically and football sense wise. But we're fans. At the end of the day, we're fans, yeah. And we are just like you guys. So I am sincerely, genuinely appreciative of all your support, and I thank you very, very, very much. And if you hate me, well, fuck you.
Whoa, hey, I didn't actually explain this in the beginning, and I think I may. I think I may have to make an intro that actually says this, but so cough. This is it for Bleeding Blue this offseason. This is not the end of Bleeding Blue.
No,
we're making it sound like it is the end of Bleeding Blue.
I know it's almost eerie.
This is not the end of Bleeding Blue. So we have to see, you know, the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl next year. So we may not even be back till February or March. But if the Giants go on a similar path that they have been on the last couple of years, odds are we'll be back around the January late teens or early 20s. That's the estimate if the Giants are on a similar path as they've been through the last couple of years. But basically, when the Giants season ends, and then maybe a week or two later to let the kind of dust settle, and the Talking Giants podcast will go down from 3 times a week to 2 times a week. The whole point is that, you know, you will have something else on Monday, whether it's a longer form show or shorter form video with Snacks and I, you will have some sort of other video on the Talking Giants YouTube channel on Monday that kind of replaces the third Talking Giants show that would be happening during the regular season. So Bleeding Blue, it's just an off-season show. You can follow us on the socials. If you, you know, we're gonna keep up with the socials a little bit and post some videos throughout the year and do that. Snacks, yes.
Can I post a video of myself talking about the history of whoever we play this week on the Bleeding Blue channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you guys are never going to get rid of us.
Never. Never. So we'll be back next offseason. Check out the playlist. If this is the first time that you're watching this for some reason, or, you know, if you've watched some episodes, but you've missed some, because I get it. You know, if I were not doing any of this, I would not watch anything throughout the month of May, June, July. But if you miss some of the stuff that we put out, you know, I think there's 28, you know, 29 videos now on the Bleeding Blue Giants History show, Giants History podcast playlist of everything that we've talked about, everybody that we have talked with. I want to do more interviews next year with some more players. That is a goal. And I have to just kind of swallow my pride.
I got a few of mine.
Snacks and I, we have been talking about our player connections and what we can do. And hopefully the Talking Giants YouTube channel is at a point too, where it's like, it's beneficial for you to come on, you know, if especially if you have something that you want to promote. And that's kind of like what happened towards the latter half of this offseason, where people were coming to us and saying, hey, I want to come on the show. And that's really like the ideal spot that I want to be in as a content creator for interviews. It's, I don't really want to approach people and be like, hey, can we just have this awkward conversation? No, I want you to know what we're about, what Talking Giants, what Bleeding Blue is about, and what I'm about. And if you like what we're doing, you want to come on and have a nice, good content conversation. You know, not something that's awkward and we're all stumbling just to get through the 20 minutes. So, Snacks, I'm really looking forward to next off season. You know, I'm looking forward to this season, you know, celebrating us this off season, but I'm also looking forward to next off season and continuing Bleeding Blue. And, hey man, I love you, brother. And we're going to enjoy the Giants this year. We're going to win some ball games, but you know, come January, come February, or come March, depending on how long we're celebrating our Super Bowl victory, this show will be back and we'll be rocking and rolling.
Yeah. That was a beautiful send off, Justin. I love you to death, and I am very, very, very blessed that, you know, Twitter is an amazing app. That's where we met, and that's where we became very good friends, because we're not just good friends over Zoom. We are good friends in person. We talk all the time, and I love you. I genuinely do. And no, I'm not. This is not Bleeding Blue's funeral. So
no.
But it's this stuff. I love this so much, and I love doing it with you. I love interacting with everybody, and but it's going to continue.
And it's only going to get better. I mean,
it's only, you know, it literally is going to get better.
You know,
literally.
And I think if you were to ask, you know, Mr. Brownstone, you know, I think Chris Mickle and, you know,
the boys, the boys,
Danny Behan, well, everybody that listened through the podcast app. And now that we, you know, integrated to YouTube and started the editing stuff and, you know, making it a show, I think seeing the growth from last, from like 2020 to 2021, you know, and now, you know, me getting more experience with the video editing, stuff like that, and getting better with that, you know, the jump to 2022, I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can do and how we can tackle it. So keep on Bleeding Blue. For the last time, keep on Bleeding Blue. And Snacks,
fuck you, Tiki Barber.